again, Senator.
Something
that I think a halacha. Here we are, Perek Shlishiyam. Peya halacha Zion, Daf Yud Zion, I'm out. Rabbi Akiva, oh man, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with all of the above, she says, and he says, Karka Kosher Hu Chayevet B'Peya. Any little bit of Karka is Chayev in Peya. And the same thing is true about the Kurim, and the same thing is true of what did you expect with Tovalov Crucible on a day like today, and that you would. Since you need to have a ownership, the loba needs to have an ownership of some amount of karka, because in order to be able to write a crucible, it has to be collectible by the court. So it needs to be collectible from karka. If you don't have anything to collect it from, then we don't view it as being really the equivalent of Bezdin having collected it already. But that amount of karka could be any little bit. And any small amount of karka is also sufficient to be liknos imane patincha in the hanach rayut. Because we start with our dekaz, we learn the rasim she'ein l'makayut are nikim, meaning the top of them are nikim together with the rasim she'ein l'makayut, meaning if I'm purchasing a piece of real estate, I can stipulate that I want to purchase along with this real estate any metaphorin, wherever I want, by the act of the kinyan of the real estate. And that sheer of real estate is a kol shehu. Hakotek nefasav shechiv meiran, another thing where culture is important, and that is somebody who is dying or believes he's dying and gives away his property. If he leaves a karka for himself, then obviously he's not really convinced he's dying. So shiur karka koshuvu matanato kayemet. Then even if he gets better, it was a true matana, not a matan shvigmira, because if he really thought he was dying, was absolutely committed to what he was doing, then why would he leave karka to himself? So there, matanato kayemet. Lo shiur koshuvu, but if he didn't leave something for himself, and it turns out that he doesn't die, then it's a matan shvigmira. And it was clearly done on condition that he died, and he must not know, therefore he could change his mind if he gets better. So there too, it's a kosher. Hakotev nechasev levanav. Somebody who's giving out property to his children before his death, because probably he stole karkar kosher. And in the context of that division, he includes his wife in the estate and gives her any small amount of karkar. It's also an applicable shear to the din of ketubah. Normally the ketubah is collectible, of course, after death, but if the guy gave the woman something that honored her presence in the house, and she accepted it without arguing that she wants a ketubah, then we view it as being a mechila on the ketubah, one of the kuleyat ketubahs within the divine. So there, too, the shear would be even kosher. Rabbi Yosef says this is only in Kiblah Allah. It's Kiblah Allah. Even if he never wrote it, even if he said, would it be okay if you would take this and they would take this? And she said, yes, Afafi Shalom Katakwa, Abdak Kubatam. She's still, in agreeing to that, is essentially saying, I won't collect my sister. Rabbi Imi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, boy, Agat, Makam, Shayasham Shibolat Akam. I don't understand. What does kosher mean? Rabbi Akiva says kosher. Okay, fine. Kosher, so now I have one grain of wheat. And you're telling me I'm chayav in peah, okay? Fine. I start cutting this wheat. Now I'm chayav in peah, okay? Where the heck is the peah? I don't start cutting this wheat. No, I'm not chayav in peah because there's no tikkun terev. So when am I chayav in peah? I don't understand. I mean, whatever we're talking about over here, actually, katar, if you didn't start cutting yet, ain't come to you the payah. Misha katar, ain't come to you. There's nothing to give the payah from. So how in the world could Rabbi Akiva say kosher? I mean, it certainly doesn't literally mean kosher. Says Rabbi Kanani Bashem Rabbi Kinsha, sure he literally means kosher. Kosher means one stalk of grain. So Tifater Kishaya Sham Kelak Ekadu Bo Kamei Shibolim. On one stalk of grain, you can have five seeds of grain in it, right? So you take the first four for yourself and leave the last one as the Vatea. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Ravimona boy. Ravimona asks like this. Ravimona. Why don't we also include all these years? think we have a what are you using this? What's that for? What's that for him? Nunbab on the bottom. Now, what does it say over here? It's not Omar. Same thing. Nun Omar Kama Koshu Kayavitaya. Why does he say, if this is the case, that it's karka koshu? You're claiming that the real meaning over here is shibot, right? More grain koshu kayavitaya. So the only reason that you said karka koshu, elevating, the sana bikurim sanikarka. It's because now you want to discuss the dinim of karka, right? Even the gabi bikurim. So therefore you write karka kosher. But if you're telling me the dinim of karka, so to me, varaya. But why don't you also write in the Mishnah that a karka kosher is enough to be machayim you in going up for aliyat regal? Because after all, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishain lo karka. Somebody who doesn't have karka is potter from Rarayon, why don't you mention that? And Ramona, boy, Ramona has, we have another one. Why don't we say also, Misha Eno Karka, potter Minad Bidui? Because Minad Amashana Tatalam, you don't have to say Bidui Maitre because you don't have Karka. So you should say, Karka Koshu is sufficient to say Bidui Maitre. And Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Bon, Mishen Rabbi Yochanan, and Omar Shmuata came. He actually repeated over that there was a Shmua from Rabbi Yochanan, that indeed Misha Eino Karka, but through Min Avidui, Zifti Min Adamar Shana Tatalano. And Rabbi Yossi Bei Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said, Misha Eino Karka, but through Min Ariya, Shem Rabbi Lo Yatmod, Ish Es Artefa. So since the Torah has to promise you that no one, when you go up to the Beit HaMikdash, no one is going to desire your land to take it away. It's talking to people who have land. If they don't have land and they have nothing to lose, then there's no aliyah l'regel either. So clearly, I mean, the Mishnah, although it's saying some things, it is some things that have been left out for reasons that we cannot ascertain. It's like a ton of a shear. Speaking of this, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us to watch our property while we go up l'regel. He was a maestro with a guy who left the creed of his tzvua, and he just left it, and nobody was watching it. He goes up, he comes back 3 weeks later from Leo Larego, and he finds it surrounded by lions, so that nobody bothered it. There was another maestro, he left a chicken coop that was unprotected, and he came back 3 weeks later and found a chatulim mekura'im lefanav. He found that the chickens had torn the cats to bits, who had attempted to get the chickens in a reversal of normal policy. So this was clearly a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching. Chad barnat shavik beitei fatiyah. There was another guy who had left his house that was unlocked. He came back to find a poisonous snake wrapped around the latch. It was as good a lock as any. Rabbi Pinchas Mishtoya Deinu of the Rabbi used to say over the following night, of Train Hakin Havu Ba'ashkelon, Havalon Meguin Lufruin. There were two brothers living in Ashkelon who had neighbors that were going. And Amrim, those neighbors had made nice plans. Gidein, Ayun Yehudain Salakin Yerushalayim, these Jews are going to be going up to Jerusalem. Anan Nazdin Gomad Islam will bring a moving truck in and take out whatever we find inside. In the Salkin, so as soon as they went up to the radio, the main line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachim, the Klasim Yosim, the Dimitan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Malachim, that look exactly like some people, walking in and out of the house, very busy the whole time. In the night, when they come back to Yerushalayim, Shafanun on the Kamanet, and some of the things that they brought back, well, a little gift from the neighbor, souvenirs from Jerusalem, maybe a plastic model of the Beit HaMikdash or something, you know, or some earth from or Jerusalem earth, or Hashion earth. Anyway, so the neighbors say, what's this all about? Inavitim, where have you been? Amalon, Amulon, they said, in Yerushalayim? Amalon, oh, really? You man Shabbat for the go basis? Who did you leave at home? We saw the place seemed to be busy as could be. Amru Voloba Nashai, there was nobody there. Amru, they said, Bereik Alahom to Yehudai, the Roshachim Roshav Lepam. Blessed is the God of the Jews. He hasn't let them down in the past. He ain't letting them down now. I mean, Inayim Lenechatim, Shein Lenechayut, Shein Nikim Lenechatim, Sheish Lenechayut, Biket Vushtar Vachazaka. Our Mishnah has taken for granted the God of the Shira of the Mashal, that someone can be Konan Nechatimit or Metaltimit at the same moment that he's Konan Metaltimit. Nechatim that are real estate with a normal community of real estate, how do we know this? That's the price, huh? Says Rav Yossi, B'Shem Chitzchen, Rav Yonah, Rav Yechanina, Tulekaya, B'Shem Chitzchen. Steve, V'yitein lem aviyem matanot rabot la'ketev la'zahav l'midanot im arim b'tzirot b'yuhuta. Looks like we had this recently in the Gemara. Their father gave to them all of these lovely things, ketev zav b'midanot, together with fortified cities in Yehuda, which is mashma that it was together with. In other words, when they make the Kenyan on one, they make the Kenyan on the other. So Ashkelon, Kishayim, on the top, and Rakhom Echad. Yes, but that only implies that you can give it to them with it, meaning if the Metalfim were on the Karka. How you are Karkaot, the Rakhom Echad, and Metalfim, and the Rakhom Echad. Do we know that the Mishnah meant to imply that even if they're not in the same place, then maybe that's like a senior cluster? Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Tia, Mishmina, Minhada. Well, we can see that clearly from the following verse. Amar Lahem Rabbi Leza. In a case where Ma'ateh, Bimidoniya Chach, Hayab Yerushalayim, Vayalo Metal Pamin Harbe, there was a certain fellow from Midian in Yerushalayim who owned. He had been visiting Yerushalayim, and he had a lot of money that he needed to give out. Who became the Chalkan, it was not in his reshus, and he wanted to make sure that the people they were giving it out to would be konekit the matana. Mulot, he went first to ask what AP he had to affect the king at a distance. So they said to him, Einat Yechol, Elim Kanita Karka. All that you could do is you could transfer karka to these people, and then the karka that you transfer to the people, you could be mocking at the same time. So when you go to the karka, you would be going to your metoplin back in Midian 1,000 miles away. So Ma'asa, what did he do? Well, after kind of sell our karka, he bought 1 stone worth of karka. And he said, So in other words, he took little tiny pieces of land and was machalic of the people who would then be kona all of his metalcolin. Now obviously, it could have been talking about that on this one stone with Me'achav Yoshel Yain and Me'achav Yoshel Shem. So clearly the din of nickname in doesn't mean nickname al in the literal sense. It means at the same time. I don't get it. We're talking about over here of a case of a shkiv mera, right? Yes, we would have to unscrew this bottle so we can try to support everything. I thought that this fellow was giving out the property because he's dying. I mean, that was the case. That's for to give out his property. If he is, in fact, a shkiv mera, so then the fishy bekoma for me that I'm exactly elevated class, I kind of feel a bit dwarf. Here it says he's handing it out. He didn't even write a contract. So the fishy bekoma come and kind of feel a bit dwarf. So the fishy bekoma come in a dumb is like that עד אלא עד שקרקעות מטלפנים למקום אחד, וכאן אפילו קרקעות למקום אחד ומטלפנים למקום אחר. I mean, you're bringing me a very foolish riot, appears to me. If we're talking about this fellow in the case where he's trying to hand out his things, and you're saying he's handing out his things without the karka needing to be in the same place as himself. And that's a riot, and you can be Mata Agav Karka. That certainly is not a riot, you can be Mata Agav Karka. This guy's a sheep. The dinim of the Shkiv Mira is different than anywhere else because we're made by a Shkiv Mira. We normally need a star. You don't need a star for this fellow. So maybe, since this, okay, I understand that this guy didn't want to trust the dinim of Shkiv Mira because obviously he's trying to be machmed. But maybe we gave hakalot in his din of King and Agav Karka because he's a Shkiv Mira. Not because normally you can be machmed mitalfin with karka, even though they're not on the karka. But because in this particular case of a shchiv mira who wants to achieve a kinyan and doesn't want to rely on the normal din of even dvarav for shchiv mira, so we made an additional hakalah for shchiv mira to make an easy kinyan. Maybe that's the shot. So then normally I could pay also. In the same way, that a shchiv mira b'chomer from a non-shchiv mira in other mezakel b'ksav, and in a shchiv mira in mezakel b'dvarim, we could say the same thing from here b'chomer from in other mezakel elah shekakot b'tapim b'chomer kan. Maybe normally you need to have the mezakel on the karka, the kana filo kakot b'chomer from the mezakel b'chomer kan. And here, because of the shchiv mira, we're being made up. We can't bring the riot from there that a normal kinyan hagas karka is, even if the metalman is 100 miles away from the car, Omar Lay, you think this is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. They went and asked Rebbe Eliezer what our law says. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there is no din of Akalat for Shiv Mirah. He doesn't agree that they break Shiv Mirah to Shiv Mirah to Shiv Mirah. In which case, according to Shiv Mirah, he's Shiv Mirah to Rebbe Eliezer. Kibor is the Rabbana. And Shkiv Mira according to Rebbe is no different than a Bari is according to Rabban. Now, Haman Taminim Rebbe Akiva Merkar Kachol Shukhayev Lepeyam. You say that the Kar Kachol Shukhayev Lepeyam, and we had a hard time accounting for this. And we made it work out in terms of the one Shibolt. Now, isn't that itself used the same? I mean, one thought, the five shibboleth. He's using the same exact formulation for nikyan agav karka. So why don't we just say, Rabbi Akiva says, that kosher is nikyan. What are you going to have on this karka kosher? If it's a kosher, then obviously he's telling you that you don't, that it's just a formality. You don't need for the mitzvah to be on the karka. You just need to be doing an act of kinyan of karka. Because what mitzvah could be on the karka? Isn't that obvious, therefore, that we're talking about a case of agav without it being in the same place? Does anyone know? Maybe it's talking about Mark Elias of Unuba. It's a diamond. Very sure, it has a little diamond on it. What's wrong with that? Just tell you, it's because of the diamond, agav karka. No problem with that. A zeru shchiv mira. Having brought up the issue of shchiv mira, let's talk about a little bit. We're going back to because we're trying to do the doctor.